Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning, everyone, and I hope everyone is enjoying this great morning. I know here in Houston it's 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and it is beautiful outside, as always here in Houston. You can guarantee the sun's out, it's humid, and it's not raining for a long time. So anyway, I hope that everyone is enjoying the end of the summer. Can't believe it's August 21st already. I know there's people celebrating birthdays in my family on this day, so happy birthday to them and everyone else celebrating a birthday today. One of the things I like to talk about today is, well, there's a couple things. You know, I always have too much to say. But one of the things is, it is the 21st of August. On the West Coast, I know children are back in school. Here in the central part of the States, people are getting ready to go back to school, if not already. And on the East Coast, I'm not really sure yet if school started. But if it hasn't started this week, it surely will next week. And for all those people that work from home, for all those parents who have corporate positions or work from outside the home, I'm sure by now you're just getting used to the fact that your children were home all summer, and now they're going back. Some are doing the happy dance. Some are doing the stressful dance. Some of them are worried. Some of them haven't figured out how to get everything they need for school yet. And then some of them are just exhausted. Well, I know that feeling because, well, now my youngest is in college. But with five children, that routine never goes away in your mind. It just never changes. It's always the same. But how do you handle it? How do you get past it? How do you deal with it? Do you take it out on your children? Do you take it out on your spouse? Do you take it out on yourself? Are you able to just breathe and get through it? There's a lot of questions there. You could be shaking your head up and down, back and forth, up and down, back and forth through that whole question. But the point is here, I hope that through the summer you have taken time out to spend with your children and your family, being a busy person in a very, very busy world. Have you been that person that's been able to set the phone down or the device down or the tablet, the laptop, the computer, and just shut it off for an hour and spend some time with your family? Now, I'm not talking about eyes closed in front of the TV as everyone else is on their phones. I'm talking about some time with your family. Maybe it's out of the house. Maybe it's in the house. I'm not really sure. But what have you done this year, this summer especially, to do that? Have you ever done it? Are you the one that always does it? Are you the only one in your family that does it? It's real important, folks, to make sure that you take out time for yourself and for your loved ones, because you only get one chance every day at it. Tomorrow's not a guarantee. Yesterday's too late. Okay? Right now is the time where you got to make that decision. So every week, I talk about a different word out of the one word that's my background, gamble. I spent 20 years in the gaming industry and never realized that that word would follow me 20-some years later. And the fact of the matter is, for me, what I speak on, that word gamble, stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And I pick a word of the day, and a challenge of the week. And today's word is accountability. One of the reasons why I pick accountability this week is because this is the second show that I use that word. Usually I use a different word, but it's been strong on my heart this week about being accountable for a lot of things in my world. And, of course, whatever happens in my world, I want to share it with everyone else and make it their world, don't we all? As I read this morning in my quiet time, I read about being accountable for what my actions are, what I do. I always talk about that one spot in the house that everybody goes to first time, first thing in the morning. You know, it has a mirror and a window. You know, that room's got that little round holder on the wall, toilet paper holder. Okay, that's where we usually end up first thing in the morning. It's our quiet time, right? Well, as you come out of that bathroom or that room, I don't know what you call it at your house, you have a choice. You can look in the mirror and be accountable for what you're going to do today. Or you can look out the window and keep blaming everyone else for what you're not able to do every day. Now, I know it sounds easy, it's a choice, but it's probably the hardest choice to stick to all day long. So, for instance, we talked about children being home from school in the summer, getting them ready to go back to school, having a business that you work out of the home. Maybe you have a corporate job that you work out of the home, or you work out of an office. And, you know, there's the moms out there or the stay-at-home dads. That's a business in itself. Don't even want to go down that road. Very hard, very busy, very committed to getting everything done, and it wears you out. So how are you managing your time daily? Do you make a list of what you got to do? Do you just shoot from the hip? I mean, do you make your list up the night before, or do you make it up in the middle of the day when you figure out you haven't gotten anything done yet? What is it that you do to manage your time? And what is it that you do to keep yourself accountable for what you're doing in your day? Because you could be a high-ranking corporate executive. You could be a self, a solopreneur and run your own business. Or you could be the stay-at-home parent that runs the household. All of that is a business. None of it's easy. None of it comes with instructions. Okay, so it's up to us to commit to what we're going to do. Usually the night before, and I say usually because I don't always get it right the first, you know, every day. But the plan is that every night to write down what I'm going to do the next day. And there's always that one thing that I need to do that I've been carrying over from day to day that I hate to do. So what I do is I write down everything I have to do. And I take the top three most important things on my list. What makes them important? Well, maybe I've been carrying that around on my list for a couple of days. Maybe it's something that could bring in a client. Maybe it's something that'll pay a bill. Maybe it's something that will help something else. I'm not sure. Whatever it is in your world that makes that important, I want you to take those and number 1, 2, 3 and make sure one of them is the thing that you hate to do the most. That's number one. Because if you get that out of the way first thing in the morning, the rest of your day is all downhill. So it's really important. Now, how do you manage that? Well, I don't know. Do you get up at 10 o'clock in the morning and go to bed at midnight? Well, so you started at 10. Do you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to bed at 9? I don't know. You know. But you need to manage your time. You need to write down what you're doing during the day. Figure out everything that you come across, everything you're involved in. What is it that you need to stay involved in, and what is it that you need to get rid of? Because what we're trying to do here, folks, is gain an hour every day for you so that you can spend some time alone, okay, and some time with your family or your loved ones. Now, time alone doesn't mean sitting in your house, okay? So maybe you don't have a vehicle to get out of your house. Well, take a walk around the block. Get away from your environment. Get out of your office. If your office from Starbucks, get out of Starbucks. Spend some time by yourself. Allow yourself to get peace of mind. What happens when your computer stays on and never shuts off, your tablet, your phone, it never gets updates? So when you shut it off and you turn it back on and it reboots and it gets updates, it gets this, gets that, the new downloads, it's fresh, fast, and ready to go. Our brains work the same way. If you don't shut it down, you're not able to reboot and get fresh ideas and be the person you really want to be. All you end up being is controlled by your stress. They say stress kills, and I believe it does. And I know that there's pills for it, but the first most important pill I find for stress is the choice to change it. Be the one that breaks the cycle in your own life and commit to something better. So here's the challenge. As you wrote down that word gamble going down your sheet, skipping the line every time, and filled it in growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment, and you circled the word accountability and make a line across from it and say, time management. Okay? I'm going to be committed to being more accountable to manage my time and my daily day, so that I can get some quiet time, some time alone with myself and my loved ones. And that's a commitment. Maybe you don't have loved ones, but I'm sure that you might have a pet, a goldfish or something. It's really important to focus on why you want to do that. Okay, so challenge, being more accountable. And the word is being more accountable. And the challenge is time management in your daily day. You can call into the show 347-989-1363 at any time and bring your suggestion, opportunity, or complaint. We take it all here at Tough Talk. And let us know how you feel. You can email us at info@TuffTalkRadioNetwork. And you can go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com and find the whole list of shows that appear weekly on the Tough Talk Network. If you're interested in being a host of your own show, if it's something you've been thinking about, it's something you never thought about, hey, you can contact me at info@TuffTalkRadioNetwork, and we can talk more about that to see if you're a fit to join the team here at Tough Talk Radio Network. We've got a great show lined up here. We always do. I'm just being selfish, sorry to say. But we have a great show. We have four authors coming on the show today. They're a compilation co-authors in our book, Share Your Message with the World. It's going to be a series that's been going to take place for the month of August and September. So if you missed last week, make sure to go back and listen to the archives. But, folks, I'm telling you, you're going to meet some people that have made some changes in their lives. If they have, maybe it's their belief system. Maybe it's the fact that they become transparent. Maybe they held themselves accountable, or they needed to market themselves in a certain way. I can tell you they've grown from it. They've learned how to leverage it, and right now they're really enjoying it. So we took in that word gamble, and we've used it in every different direction, and I know that in your life, that word comes into play all the time. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my guest, and we're just going to find out why they did the book, what made them do the book, what's in the book, and what they're doing now. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years, when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And as I mentioned before we started here today, we're on the 21st of August. Children are back in school, going back to school, or, you're free at last, I guess you could say. But what is it you did all summer? Did you do something with your children? Have you spent time with them? Do you spend time with them every day? How about your spouse? Just as important. Have you shifted your way away from your spouse and onto your children? Have you found balance in between it? The word of the week is accountability. The challenge of the week is time management. Figure out what you're doing daily. Get it straight. Learn from it, and spend more time with yourself and your loved ones. Okay, so we're going to make sure to bring up all of our guests, and I'm going to introduce them. They are co-authors in the book. Leah Mote, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Judy Morris, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
And Christine Nguyen, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Tony. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. So listen, folks, we're really excited here today. You know, Juan Martinez is going to be on the show. You know, he likes to make his entrance a little bit after it gets started so he gets recognized. He'll be here shortly. Anyway, you three ladies are authors in our book, Share Your Message with the World. And what I want to do is, first of all, I want to learn a little bit about each of you. So we're going to take that step first. So I'm going to start with Leah. Leah, where are you calling in from? Where are you from originally? And what do you do?
Well, I am in a hot and balmy Houston, Texas, actually a suburb of Houston called Katy. That's where I'm calling in from today. And originally, I actually was born in Athens, Greece, and my parents and I immigrated to Houston over 40-somewhat years ago. So originally, I'm a legal immigrant. And what I do is I'm an executive speech coach, a speaker, and a message strategist. I help people with their message. I speak for them is what I say, or I help them speak their message better.
Very good. Very good. Okay, and Judy Mars, how about you?
Oh, hi. Thanks for asking, Tony. I am in Pflugerville, Texas, which is North Austin, and originally from Phoenix, Arizona, and have lived in Houston for 35 years. And for the past several years, I've been here in this Austin area. And what I do is feng shui consulting. And I also am an organizer for the Moruyan Energy Institute and support those beautiful efforts there. Thank you.
All right. And Christine.
Hi there. I am currently in Sugar Land, Texas, and I came from North Carolina, lived there for about 16 years, decided to move to the big city when I was in high school, and so I'm here now, and I am a meditation coach. I help people with stress, and because, you know, life is too short, so we need to find out how to live happy, not stressed.
Awesome. Very good. Okay, so got the hard part out of the way. Now we can talk about the fun stuff. Okay, so, you know, about 10 months ago, I put the book together, started asking people to be in the book, went through a lot of different things with that, a lot of learning, a lot of growth on my own side, and from what I understand from a lot of the authors in the book, that there was a lot of learning for them as well. Some of it was didn't realize they could be transparent. Sometimes we don't want to tell our whole story. And so I guess I should mention that this book is about our journey, not our service. So, Judy, starting with you, I know that I met you at an energy healing conference in Austin, and I know that your background is very, very much on self-healing in a lot of different ways. That's your passion. When you got a chance to do the book, what was your first thought? And then as you started doing it, what did you realize?
Well, when I first looked at doing it, I thought this is a really awesome way to be in a collaboration with other people who have a message and they have something in their lives that they're excited about sharing. And it's a place where my story could be told and be told in a context that would allow people to really easily get to it. And I just felt like it was the right thing to do. And I hadn't considered anything like this before. I actually had been approached by a couple of people, but it wasn't even a consideration. But there was something energetically appropriate about this particular effort. And when I met you and your beautiful wife, I really knew that this was a place of quality and the opportunity. You know, it just had the energetic environment that I was looking for, to have my story be told.
Mm.
Thanks.
Very good. Thanks for the compliment. Leah, how about yourself?
Well, it's actually kind of funny because, as you know, I was invited by a gentleman who knew you to one of your networking meetings, and having been in Houston a short while, went into diving into professional speaking and kind of dove in the middle and realized, oh, professional speakers should have a book, apparently, because that's what the industry seemed to warrant. And so I had intentionally started writing a book, you know, so that I could kind of pass and overcome that hurdle of being an author and a speaker, and then met you. And when you told me about your book, I just, it was just hilarious because I was literally looking to be an author in a sense. And the other part that I knew this was the right thing for me was when you started telling me what the book was about, because my academic career training, I have an undergrad in public speaking and a master's in theater. And as a message strategist, I use story not only to sell and to market, but story connects us. I mean, as a Christian, I talk about the best story ever written is in the Bible, and we're wired for stories. So here you were offering me a book that I was able to participate in as an author, but also use what I really believe is one of the most powerful ways that we can connect with people personally, business, you know, whatever level, and that's through a message or a story of your life. And so, you know, went home because I always run everything by my husband before I make a decision, and, you know, prayed about it and thought, okay, this is just, these things don't just happen. So it was just a fast decision, and I didn't have a lot of time to put it together, but so that's how I jumped in, and I can honestly say the entire experience has been, first of all, just educational, but secondly, such a positive, positive thing. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got into the book.
Mm. Okay. How about you, Christine?
Tony, so I am a firm believer that things happen for a reason. And so when I came to your networking event, and the opportunity arose about the book project, because I've been thinking about writing a book, and I've been just checking out different people and then just how to go about it. And when that was offered, when you had mentioned about it, I thought, oh, my gosh, because the event was phenomenal. And being around the energy of you and everyone else, I already knew that this was something the people I wanted to be involved with. So when the opportunity arose and after our interview, we connected immediately, and when you had mentioned the topic of share your message with the world, I was thrilled because I feel like I have this very profound message to share with a lot of people, and then doing it together in a collaboration book with many other experts and sharing their message and their story is extremely powerful. So that's how I came about with I knew I wanted to work with your group on this book.
Well, you know, it's very flattering to hear everyone say all these things and nice things, and I really do appreciate that. But I want everyone out there listening to know that as a team of 28 people that were authors in a book, not one of us could have excelled to where we ended up right now today after a 10-month journey on this without everyone being fully vested in doing this situation. Now, a lot of us have come across the daily struggles of everyday life. So, you know, we have stayed in touch on a private page on social media, on Facebook, and, you know, telephone calls and all that there. And I really find that now that we've launched, I believe, 6 weeks ago, our book launched on July 18th. It became a number one bestseller in 5 hours, international bestseller, okay? And because we all worked as a team from all different parts of the country and Canada to promote this. So one of the things that I want to ask everyone, and we'll start out with Christine, is working as a team like this, is this something that you have been doing in the past? Is this something new? And what do you think you've received from doing that?
Honestly, this was the first time I've ever done anything like this. And truly, it was such an amazing experience because along the way, I started – as we were doing our team calls and things like that, I started to connect with other people. And, I mean, through that, it's just been amazing because I'm learning a lot from others. And then the stories, when you really get down to take a sneak peek at all the different stories, it's truly profound in the way that there's a lot of things that I saw that isn't, you know, unless we share messages and little stories like this, how will people know about what goes on in life? And so, I mean, the opportunity and, of course, the book launch, that was amazing because working and being around that energy is so great.
Yeah, I have a hard time explaining it myself. I just think that it's just phenomenal what we accomplished in this journey. And I can honestly say, as the person that decided to do this in the very beginning, never in my wildest dreams, excuse me, would I have thought that it would have worked out so well and still continuing to go forward as that takes place. So how about you, Judy? What's your take on it?
Well, when I started reading what people were writing about, I was just blown away to be a member of a team of that caliber with the diversity and the commitment and the appreciation for life and respect for others. And since I'm not in Houston, I wasn't engaging in any physical way other than over the phone or a computer. But I didn't feel like that was any kind of an issue. It was as if every time I read something that someone wrote, that we were actually having a conversation in the room together. And I knew that I was with like-minded people, and to get to work with like-minded people is amazing. And it's not about philosophies or beliefs or religion or any of those things, but really people coming together, sharing their experience in life, whatever the circumstance is or was, and their movement through it, engaged with something greater than one individual could bring, was so moving to me. And I love the synergy of it and the quality. There's just there's something much bigger at play here. And I have been, my mission in life has been, since I can remember, world peace. Although, you know, when I was 4 years old, I didn't know about worlds, but I did know I wanted peace. And that was my thing. And that, the kind of people that I get to engage with my work and with the Memorial and Energy Institute and people I've met over the years have that. So that's a big thing that's very alive in philosophy and alive in many people's actions. So I saw this in every person who's contributing to the book, and I'm just still just in awe with it and pinching myself that I'm lucky enough to be a part of wherever this is taking us. This book is a strong testimonial to everybody in the world that whatever the challenges are, they can be met, and they can be met with grace and dignity and appreciation. So thank you, Tony.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and Leah.
Well, actually, I have this motto that I have always had ever since I was probably in college, and try to share it with my kids. And the motto is, it's always better to gain wisdom than to go through it through experience. And so you can avoid a lot of hard knocks, a lot of disappointments, a lot of injury sometimes, whether it's financial injury or whatever, when you gain wisdom. So I have never worked on a collaborative effort such as this. Having been a theater person and been a theater director, there's collaboration in that regard. So working with people sometimes is great, sometimes if personalities are strong, difficult. But the collaborative part of this for me was really, really beneficial in every way. Joining helped me avoid the pitfalls that I most definitely would have taken trying to self-publish my own first book. You know, just at some part, you just are exhausted when you're trying to do everything yourself. So from that part of it, from just the nuts and bolts of working through the process of putting the book together and marketing and publishing the book, I thought that collaboration was amazing. I also believe that you're, and again, this is not, well, I think you're a wonderful person. What I'm trying to say is you ran it well. I've been in other, you know, I've worked in corporate America for a while in the years past, and sometimes collaboration is intended to be a real positive, but you get a lot of herding the cat concept. But you were a strong leader. You were really patient with those of us that were new that might have asked the questions about kind of the process repetitive times. You were great about guiding us and giving us people who knew what they were doing so that I knew when I stepped in, okay, this is going to be done right. I'm avoiding the pitfalls. I'm using wisdom of others of that group. And the biggest thing for me is, you know, your word for the day, accountability. I tell my husband, I'm sure it's because I'm just so brilliant that I can't seem to stay on task. I'm a concept person. Staying on task for me is difficult sometimes. And this group, by doing it this way, there was accountability. Not that you held our feet to the fire and said, did you do this today? It was really more of a structural accountability of the calls and the timeline that I had in front of me that I could follow and not get distracted by shiny things that pop up in our lives as they do. So first time for me, I would definitely do this again with a group such as this because it was just such a positive help and a great teacher too.
Thank you for all of you sharing that. One of the things I want to mention is the title of the book is Share Your Message with the World. And there's a story behind that title. And, I was prayed over in church. And when I was very ill, the pastor said in his prayer that if I was to be healed, and the odds were about 40% for it to be taken care of in the surgery, if I was healed, if God would perform a miracle on me, that I would share my message with the world. Now, I didn't realize that whole thing because I was desperate to be healed, and I was willing to do anything at that time and point. And when the surgeon came out of the operating room and I was awake again, and he told me what took place, and it was the exact same thing that the doctor prayed over me, that they would find dead disease and just scrape it out and sew me back up and not have to go any further. I about fell out of the bed, of course, right? So I got past that, and I was really excited that I experienced a miracle, which really grew my faith with the Lord. But what happened was when I went home and I looked at my company, Tough Talk Radio Network, and our tagline that has been there way before I found the Lord is share your message with the world. So, you know, I'm not any more big on coincidence. I just think it's the bigger plan. So when I decided to do this book so people could share their miracles in life and their journeys, I was not surprised at all. I was frustrated, yes. Patient for the first time in my whole entire life, because I don't know if I would have ever done that before, and ready to give up 100 times. But at the end of the day, I realized how strong my faith is and how powerful God is and how he put all of these 28 people in this book to help me live out the prayer of sharing the message with the world. Now, it's not all about Christian. I mean, we have people in the book that were one time in the drug cartel and now is a pastor. So I mean, it's some faith in there, but one of the things that I really find interesting is how God put this together to make it work smoothly. Mm-hmm. Because if people knew me before and they heard that what you just said, they would be like, what kind of medicine is Tony on? So I really give the credit to God and to everyone in the book, because I would have never been able to do this without you. So I mentioned the title, Share Your Message with the World, and what I want to do, going back and starting with Leah, is have you tell the title of your book, your chapter, and what I just want to get what people would take away from reading your chapter. Let me rephrase that. So the name of your chapter and what it is that you think your story brings to others.
Okay. The name of my chapter, chapter 24, is Surviving Reentry. And what this chapter brings, the reason I chose this message, I had many others. When we share our stories, we often share our stories beginning to end with the success or the failure and the lessons that it taught us. But one of the, you know, right now in my life, my family is in a very significant transition brought upon us. We didn't choose it, but that's what it is. And what I realized was there are a lot of smart, intelligent, hardworking people who are doing everything right, but for some whatever reason, you know, things don't go well. Their story, the end of that story is not done. Surviving Reentry, this chapter for me, is really geared to those people who are in the middle of the road. And Surviving Reentry is a term used when a space shuttle or a rocket, after it's blasted off from Earth, goes into space, you know, their mission isn't complete until they land back on Earth, because that's when the mission is complete. And the most difficult part of the mission, and we lost some shuttle astronauts during this part several years ago, is when they are trying to come back into the atmosphere of the Earth. You know, the Earth is designed to have this shield around it, and anything trying to penetrate it from space is just going to burn up to keep us safe from asteroids and that sort of thing. So the reentry to accomplish the mission is the most difficult. And I follow astronauts. I'm just amazed by their courage and their intelligence. And they have to prepare for the dynamics of the entry. And I talk about you go through three dynamics. You go through friction, through drag, and through turbulence. And they have to navigate, handle, and be prepared for ahead of time to handle all three of these as they go through, because the atmosphere is trying to burn them up as they're trying to come back. And so that's kind of how I felt in my life right now in this transition process. I feel like I'm going through drag. There's so much heat, so much stress, just trying to navigate through the turbulence, staying on the correct trajectory. And so my chapter really kind of shares where I came from, where I am, knowing that a lot of us out there, we don't know the end of the story yet, but we got to know how to navigate while we're in reentry. And astronauts are so amazing at being trained to anticipate all the problems and handling them so calmly. You know, Apollo 13, the movie, kind of represents how calmly the astronauts dealt with Houston, we have a problem. And that's kind of the comical theme through it, because it all kind of happened when I moved to Houston. So for my audience, I think it's encouragement and a few tips on how to stay on course in the middle of the story is going to be written. The end's not there yet. You're on course, stay on course, it's going to happen. And so I'm still in the middle, and my chapter is kind of geared to that group.
Awesome answer. Awesome. How about you, Christine?
The title of my chapter is The Master Key to True Happiness is Stress. And I know a lot of people, they read that and they're like, what? How? And so I think you did a great introduction. And in there, the messages that I heard you say really clicked a lot. And so in my chapter, you know, the reason why I wrote what I wrote about stress and how it's the master key to true happiness is because, you know, a lot of the times we move through life and it's not until something really dramatic happens that we take a moment and we stop and to reflect and start to look at our life and move in a different direction. So sometimes the thing about stress is that it builds up. It's like when I read about all the things that's happening in the news, about all the different suicides and mental illness and depression and all those things, it's something that adds up. It's not something that happens overnight. And so in our daily lives, we're always stressed out. And I, in my chapter, I talk about my core time, which was going through college and trying to figure out who I am and what I want to do in life. And there was so much stress in there. And had I not found and ran into my Zen teachers who helped guided me into recognizing why stress happens and what is the root cause of it, because the word stress not only stands for the actual stress, but it stands for see the root of every stressful situation. And so the message that I want to really point out is that when we don't get down to the bottom of where stress happens, because a lot of people think it's normal, and sure, it's normal because everybody has it, but that's not the way we're supposed to live. Normal is living happy. And so in order to get there, we have to find out, well, why are we stressed out all the time, and where is this coming from? And so, you know, when you imagine a tree, for example, most of the time, you know, there's the tree, there's the trunk, there's the branches and the leaves. So the leaves, you know, represent our stress that we're going through every day. And so what we end up doing is when stress happens, we try to avoid it. We put it aside. We really don't investigate into finding out what it is. So I call them Band-Aids, where we kind of like snip off the branches and we cover them up and we rake them. But unless you get down to what the root core cause of what that is, then the stress will happen again and again. And then over time, what will happen is it builds up into a big disease, a big mental illness. And by that time, it's really too late. And so from now on, I want to help people recognize that when you are stressed out, it's okay. Just embrace it and find out really what it is, because in there, it's like a gift, because in that stress, there's a lot to find out about ourselves. And if we know how and where to look, then there's a treasure hidden beneath that stress that will change our lives dramatically. So in that moment, we have two choices. We can either stay with the stress and let that emotion and everything control us, making, you know, not very good decisions affecting ourselves and then affecting others. Or in that moment, learn to recognize, be with it, and find out more about why that's occurring. And when that happens, then the problem doesn't repeat again, and then we can move on to make wise decisions and do things that's in clarity. So that's what my chapter is about, is because I see it every day, every single day, and I've been through it. I know how the little irritations, the little worries, the little there's things that happen daily that if we do not notice it more and want to find out about it, then how that can lead to very, very big things later.
Awesome. Miss Mars.
Yes?
What's the name of your chapter?
Well, the name of my chapter is 10 Months to Live 10 Years Ago. And that, I actually am coming up on the 10th anniversary of what I call my new life. Because I had, when I met Dr. Morvulin, I had 10 months to live. And the doctors, I had spent so much money, hundreds of thousands of dollars and beyond the insurance and everything, trying to get to what was causing all these things happening to me. I was dying, and I knew I was dying, and it was it was too young. It's too soon. I wasn't ready. I had a lot of work to do on this planet, and so you can kind of start to hear that there was that push and drive, and I just pushed and drove until I couldn't go any further. And I realized as I had this first encounter with Dr. Morgulin that I was really trying to save the world and trying to do it single-handedly, and that didn't work. It was a trick. There was just something else happening that was taking me completely off course. And although I was respected and appreciated, it was going to be a short life. So I understand that there's no touch the hem of the garment in today's world. There was at some point, but there's a whole other place to find myself living and to demonstrate this to other people, where we can honestly be respectful, respectful for ourselves, and then respecting other people. So we can have the value of ourselves as a human being, and then we can pass that on to others. We can actually value others at that time. So it's just a different focus. It was like a small tweak to see there's no saving the world, that the focus is on all the things that aren't working, but there is a bringing the workability that that I believe God gave us. And we have many, many teachings and many wonderful people over time that have been bringing this message from all different sectors, but there's all of a sudden I began to see that there's a way to live that inspires confidence in others, and it doesn't require sacrifice. What it requires is thoughtfulness and consideration and respect and honesty that allows us to always act sincerely and with integrity and being empathetic and finding the positive truth and telling or acting on it without, you know, causing embarrassment and pain or being preachy or any of that sort of thing. So one of the things that I really wanted to just pass on is that in my message is that all the good intentions in the world are really valuable and viable, but there is an anchoring with reality, not in the negative sense, because people will say in the real world you can't have this or that or the other. What I discovered in my journey is it's just the opposite. And somebody asked me, they said, well, what about God, Judy, and what about this and that and the other? You're so, you know, up on this system and this man and this, and I'm going, you know, I really believe now I have this relationship with God that I couldn't have before because I was so hurt and so angry, and how could all this pain and suffering be here if, you know, why doesn't God fix it? And so there's something else that is completely available to us, and that's what I discovered in my journey, was that I could refocus on what can really work and what does work, and finding, getting at peace with myself, inside myself, that then allowed me to it was just a small shift, but a small shift that completely changed how I relate to the world, not in what's wrong and needs to be fixed, but what is right and what can be have that be more the norm than the other. And that's my underlying message. I didn't ever say that in there, but that's really the point that I wanted to get across, and that there are multiple ways that the great design of all of this allows everybody to be touched in some way so they can come to the joy and the fulfillment that is available. We can find that synergy and connectedness between us all, even if, no matter what our race is or our belief is or any of that, there is a commonality that's so present, and we're learning how to connect in that way so that we can be a whole as, and I want to say a species, but as humanity. We really get to have the diversity without conflict. That's what's available. And that's what I think the design of all this was for us to come to. As we are so diverse, we come together and we can be this team and this in the world. And that's what, Tony, you put together with the Share Your Message with the World book, with a team of diverse people that came together. And the beauty of all of it is so clear and present to me, and I just hope it gets that way with others, and I hope all our stories make a difference for everybody on the planet. Thank you.
Thank you. Great answers, ladies. So I want to make sure that we make sure, because we're coming up to the close to the end of the show here, that everyone has a chance to send the listeners to their website to purchase the book. So, Christine, if someone wanted to get a book from you, how would they go about that?
They can go to my website. It's www.ChristineWynnWellnessCoach.com, and that's KristineHuynH WellnessCoach.com.
Okay. Leah, how about you?
They can also go to my website. It's www.lvmote.com, and they can find a place to order the book there as well.
Perfect. And Judy?
I have a special website for my book, www.10monthstolive10yearsago.com. And you can also go to my other website, fsrc.net. Thanks.
All right. So I highly recommend that if you connect it with one of these authors, that you purchase the book from them. Okay? It's really important that you think about getting two books, because once you read it, this is a book that you're going to read more than once. I know there's a lot of books that we come across that if we read them at different times, it helps us, because in different times of our lives, we're in different places. And this book here is something that is full of stories of others that when you look at it, some of the stories might not relate to you today, but who knows what next month brings. So what I'd like to do is make sure that everyone understands the value of this, and if you're a person that is trying to grow within themselves, and that's why you would buy the book, to understand that you're not the only one out there doing it. There's a lot of people there that have that same struggle, and you're going to want them to have a book, so you'll have one to give to them so you don't have to give up your book. This book is what I call a page-turner, and I got to tell you, ladies, and I've said this before, when I put my story in it and I read everyone else's story, I was like, man, I don't know if I qualify to be in this book. And then I started reading it, and it became the page turner. So I keep the book on my nightstand because, you know, there's a lot of times when you go to bed and your head's full of a lot of things and you can't clear it out. So you might read something to help you with that. This is a book that will help you understand that you're not the only one with struggles. And there's other people that have accomplished the struggles you're going through. And every day and every week and every month throughout the year, you'll find different stories in this book that will help you with the different places you are in your life. And maybe you had a great day with no struggles, and you read something that makes you understand how you could help someone that you know did not have a great day and had some struggles. So this is a great book. Make sure to get it. Share your message with the world. And I just want to make sure that if you're just tuning into the show, that you know you can go back to toughtalkradionetwork.com or toughtalkwithtonygambone.com and find the archive. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us anywhere you can type in Tony Gambone. I guarantee it. And, ladies, I just want to say once again, thank you very much for your time today and for being transparent and for not being afraid to tell your story. A couple things I learned from you. Leah, when I met with you the first time, we started talking about yourself and where you came from, how you got to where you are today, and it made me understand what a valuable fit it would be for the book. Christine, when I first met you and we chatted, and you told me the opportunities that you turned down and the opportunities that you had to get past and the things that you got to do to get to where you are today, I knew you were a fit for the book. Judy Marsh, when I found out that 10 years ago you were given 10 months to live, to me, it was a no-brainer because suffering from a disease for almost 40 years, I understand the struggle of keeping your mind right. And I think in medicine and in life, in illness and everything else, one of the things that keeps you on point, upright, and healthy is your brain. So when you can get yourself shifted to the right direction, I think you have a 99% chance of getting through any ailment, or situation. And you ladies are proof of it, and I really thank you very much for being in the book and on the show today.
Thank you, Tony. It was a great, great experience.
Yes,
thank you, Tony,
pleasure.
So much. You know what? I am so glad that I did this first book this way. I would not have done it any other way. It was such a great experience.
Second that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony. This was the ride of my life. It was really, really, really wonderful. And I hope a lot of people jump on and you get to coordinate lots more of these books because there's so much out there.
Well, I appreciate that. And I want you to know this is the beginning of the ride of your life. Okay, because there's a lot more things that are going to come from this. I want to go through something real quickly because we got about a minute. But I want to ask you, Leah, has anyone read your chapter and said you need to write a book?
I actually had two people, most unlikely people that I thought would even buy the book, bought the book, read it, and actually through Facebook told me that in private message.
Awesome. How about you, Judy?
Yes, people have said that.
And Christine?
Yes, absolutely. I'm working on right now.
See, so there's this situation. What I like to say is I help people put guardrails up on the path they're on so they can stay on the path and not veer off. And I stole that from Andy Stanley. But the thing of it is you ladies are now on the path to keep helping others no matter how long you're on the earth or not. Okay, that journey has just begun, and you guys got a long way to go yet. So once again, thank you for your time today, and I hope everyone has a blessed day and a great week and an incredible 2014, because I know 2015 will be unexplainable, and we don't need to go there yet. So have a great day, and thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, folks, I'm going to do a little short wrap-up here, and we're going to say goodbye for the week. But let me just iterate one more time. The word of the week is accountability. Challenge of the week is to manage your time properly, okay? And as you heard these ladies say today, I know that some of them struggled with death, struggled with reality, and struggled with opportunity. And I can tell you right now, they're probably three of the biggest hurdles that we face. But it's proof that you can get past it as long as you stay accountable to the plan you have in action. And the first step to that is to plan out your time so that you will realize that you do have extra time to explain your story to others. Don't be ashamed of it, and don't worry about if people are going to like you for it or not. But tell them who you are, tell them where you've been, and tell them how you got to where you are today. That's my show for today, and I hope that everyone will take the opportunity to tune in 30 minutes to Creating Business Harmony with Mike Calderwood here on Tough Talk Radio Network, and be a steady listener to the group. So have a great day. And once again, thank you to all my listeners for continuing tuning in to us every week. Every Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great day.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.